Game of Thrones fans are freaking out because they released the trailer for the final season. This is it. Mm-hmm. And I've heard everybody be like, I don't want it to end. It's like, I don't even want it to get here because that means the end is near and winter's mm-hmm. coming, whatever that means. I say that because I'm sheepish. I know I'd love the show. I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones. I feel hopelessly out of touch. It's just that there's so much television and there's so much great television. That's one I've thought to watch and just haven't gotten to yet. Yeah. You know, life. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON.
And scattered storms throughout the day today. Yes, we have a little sun peeking out right now, but very spotty showers, mountain snow, and very gusty winds today. As a matter of fact, we have a wind advisory in effect. Highs today in the 50s to maybe reaching 60. So this is certainly a show that my husband and I should have been watching. We're big fans of medieval times and whatnot. I have not seen the show either. And I was like, well, maybe I could binge watch and catch up. But
before what? Before the show? Last season?
But Jess, how many hours would it take me to binge watch 6 seasons?
A lot. And it's dense. You need a break.
It's dense? Like, duh.
No.
You mean it's very involved.
There's a lot of information in every episode, and there's a lot of characters that come and go. It's sometimes super hard. It sounds like work. It really is work.
Last night when I was out for KSON night at the Renegade, I decided to find people who also, like me, had never seen Game of Thrones and have them tell me what it was about.
All right.
While they knew nothing about Game of Thrones.
This is interesting. Let's see if they come close, because Jess is a Game of Thrones fan.
Yes, she is. Uh-huh.
When I say winter is coming, is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. Does that mean something?
Yes.
Okay. I know. I picture
That's
Game of Thrones.
That's the dense part, John.
I picture someone talking about The Sopranos or Breaking Bad like this and me screaming at them. What are you talking about? How can you be so aloof? How can you be so out of the loop? But that's us with Game of Thrones. So help us out. Renegade, Country Night, Tammy with others who know nothing about Game of Thrones.
Right.
What is your name?
Wendy.
Wendy, and you've never seen Game of Thrones?
Never.
All right, so knowing nothing about it, tell me what it's about.
It's about the gladiators.
She close?
No.
Okay, good enough.
Okay, all right, and what is your first name?
Denise.
And Denise, you know nothing about Game of Thrones?
Pretty much no.
All right, so give me 2 sentences on what Game of Thrones is all about.
Something about winter is coming and there's a throne with a bunch of swords on it.
Okay, perfect.
So her eyes work and her ears work.
Yes.
But other than that, is it, I mean, it doesn't really describe the show at all, right?
No. There is a throne.
It's right there in the name.
And what is your name?
Shelley.
All right, Shelley, knowing nothing about Game of Thrones, tell me what it's about.
Better throne to sit on?
Is it a home improvement show? A better throne to sit on. Perhaps it's a home improvement show. No?
Oh, my goodness.
Not a home improvement show. Okay.
Best throne to sit on? I mean, is it like... I mean, you know, most comfortable throne, like prettiest throne, shiniest one. No clue.
Okay, so knowing nothing about Game of Thrones, tell me about it in a couple of sentences.
Well, I think it's about this thing, and it's a lot of dilly-dilly in it and a lot of stuff. I'm not really sure, but I saw some warriors or something in it.
This guy's confusing the Bud Light commercial for Game of Thrones.
I think so.
Do they say dilly-dilly in Game of Thrones?
No, but they should.
Wouldn't that be?
Well, and that's medieval times, too, in those commercials, right?
Well, and they did a... Game of Thrones Bud Light commercial during the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's why he made that time. Gotcha. All right. Does anybody watch Game of Thrones at the Renegade, at least?
Future? I'm not sure. There's a lot of different stuff that I've seen. It's a crazy show. I think there's a few things in it, though.
All right.
I'm not sure.
A few things. I like that. That's a good...
I think there are a few things in it.
Yes. Description, there's a few things. So tell me what you think Game of Thrones is about.
I thought it was a video game. Isn't it a video game? For Nintendo, maybe?
How long should she be at the bar that night?
She was very sweet.
Okay.
Yeah, she was very sweet.
So here's the deal. I feel horrible. I don't know this show. I know I'd like it. I know there's a dragon probably. Is a dragon involved?
There's a few dragons, yeah. Ooh,
okay, a few dragons.
I know. Mm-hmm. Maybe I just need to...
Is there not like knights?
Yeah.
It's medieval times, right?
Oh,
well,
no,
it's set like in a mythical world.
Oh, it's not.
Yeah.
Hence the dragons, I guess.
Hence the dragons. It's, you know, Winterfell and...
What?
Exactly.
Okay.
You're disgusted with us right now, aren't you?
I, I understand people's trepidation of not wanting to watch it because it, like I said, it is very dense and it's very consuming.
This isn't a conscious, I don't think, I think I'm speaking for you, Tammy. This isn't a conscious decision on either of our parts. It's just, there are, how many, you can't watch every show.
Yeah.
That's why you're around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on. So we have you. I don't need DVR. I got a Jessica. This is Kelly Danik in the San Diego County Credit Union Traffic Center.
Well, John and Tammy, several vehicles got into an accident on the Coastline South 5. This is near the Aliso Creek rest area. They managed to get everything over to the right shoulder, so not really causing you much slowing at this time. Yeah, some slick roadways were